back from our recess. Again, today is August 30th. The time is 2:38 p.m. And we are here this afternoon to hear parcel number 740-00591-000 and also parcel number 740-00480-000. Kent Smith. Mr. Smith, we're going to go ahead and introduce ourselves, and then we'll swear you in. Dale, do you want to go first? We'll start with you.
Yes. Sorry. Dale Wamsley, Total Assessment Solutions.
I'm Chrissy Lewis, the assessor.
Donna Beck, Chief Deputy Assessor.
Therese Martin, Assessor.
Melinda Reynolds, EQ Board.
Kent Baker, EQ Board.
I'm Lou Ann Deere, the Chair.
Jeff Stevens, EQ Board.
Glenda Mudgett, EQ Board.
Margaret Darter, County Clerk.
Phil Murphy, County Attorney.
Okay. Mr. and Mrs. Hunt, are you both going to testify? Whichever one or both of you, if you'll go ahead and stand, and we're going to swear you in for this afternoon. You can both talk or whatever. We just have to swear you both in.
Please raise your hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, and the truth will help you God?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. The way we're going to proceed this afternoon is the tax assessor, they'll give their side, and then we'll come to you.
Okay.
Parcel number 740-00480-000.
Okay.
We have reduced that from 120, I think it's 127. We originally had a value on it of $177,600, and we reduced that down to $127,350. It's just a, as you can see. Now, the mobile home, you still have one there, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay. And the house was built in 76?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we've got a REL on it of 50. I think somebody went out and looked at this since you called in.
No, sir.
No.
They came in about 2018, I believe. I'm not sure.
Right.
They came and looked at the inside and outside of the home. It took pictures, and they had it rated at 40%.
Well,
yeah. And I asked those pictures.
Can we go ahead and wait on this and let him go ahead?
Okay.
All right, and the other one, the 740-00591-000, I noticed that the land was not priced right, and I just had Charisse change it, and it is at $7,000. It is a piece of land that sits, I guess, up behind the house.
It's landlocked, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they had some more land, we could probably do a soil code or something, but they don't have that many acreage. And that's about all I got. I have some sheets here. A house on 65, built in 51, 1,260 square feet.
That's not a...
That's not you, that's a different house, true. We got 60% good, and it sold for $75.40 a foot.
Oh.
We have them on at $71.22 right now. There's another house on South Broadway. It is 1,368 square feet. Don't have a year built. Its REL is 70%. It sold for $60,000. Let's see, I got another one here. Batesville Mountain. It's got 2 acres, 1,176 square feet. It sold for $60,000. And another one at 273 Bannister Road.
Yeah.
It sold for, it's an older home, 1,484 square feet. Sold for $112,000. Like I said, we are currently at 127 on this one.
Probably need to be about 112.
Okay. And that's about all I have.
This is Sun. You can go ahead and stand up and give your side now.
Okay. Can I see the ones that you said the prices on those? Do you want to copy that?
These?
Yeah. You want to name naming off the houses and
yeah, yeah.
Prices.
Are you familiar with all these?
No, if you were saying 60,000 for this one, you also want to say what were the years on these?
This was built, this sold in 2002.
But it was at 60%. Our house is valued at 50%.
Yeah, I just wrote this on here to show what the house is. Mm-hmm. It's at 60% good.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like another one back here.
Did you have one at 50% good?
70%. Mm-hmm. No.
No. Okay.
This is just stuff that's sold in your general area.
Okay. Well, they sold in the general area, but they're listed at 50%, 60% and 70%. Our home last year... was listed at 81,000. The house, it's a 48-year-old home. It was listed at 40% good, and they upped it to 50% good with no improvements being made. We also sent pictures of I have it on flash drive, but they said y'all don't have an IT person, so I sent pictures, 46 pictures of all the damage to the ceiling, the outer house, and it was 40%, and it was listed at $81,750 for that house. And they upped it to $177,000, and then they lowered it back down to $128,000. I made three copies. Can I hand a couple of these
out? We printed them.
Yeah, we've already
printed them and gave them to
them. We got everything, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but do you have...
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to show you 2023.
Yeah, we've gone through
it. We haven't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
Thank you.
The pictures, they have...
Okay. We gave them everything that she sent us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, I had it on flash on the USB port, but no TV. So, but I did email... I did email all the pictures. And like I said, it was 40%. Since then, there's been more needs for repair. The roof has got some more leaks. He repaired some of the leaks, but some other, that last big rain we had, a couple of leaks came forward. And I showed you the kitchen, the garbage disposal went kaput, and we had to replace. He had to replace that, and he put in and was some damage on the floor. And if you can see, the linoleum has been ripped up in spots. And also, the trimming on the outside is rotted on a lot of it. It's been rotted. The garage door had to be taken off. We hoped one day replace it, but right now it's gone, and there's about 5 leaks in the garage right now. There's no carpet in the living room. The carpet's been taken up because of tears and stains and stuff from a previous dog. So, also, we were asking for $80,000 because it was $81,000.
process.
Anything you want to add?
They do have to freeze, right?
Yep.
I will note that I think that they're frozen on the value. The value went up, but they do have to freeze.
Right.
The disability freeze.
So their taxes aren't changing.
Yes, but if family member inherits it, then they're going to get taxed this amount, a big amount of taxes, and they're going to have to. They won't have a freeze.
That's going to happen anyway.
Yeah. I'm saying if somebody else would inherit it.
If they inherit it and they live in it, though, then they'll qualify for the homestead.
Mm-hmm.
So if they inherit it and they live in it, then they will also qualify to complete the homestead application, which will also qualify. They won't qualify for the freeze if they're not 65 or older.
Yeah.
Or disabled, no matter who it is.
Yeah, but even if they were disabled, they wouldn't qualify for the freeze.
No,
ma'am.
No matter who they are.
It doesn't matter whether you sell it to your sister or to a neighbor down the street. Once it sells, it goes on for the full value.
Yeah, that's why we were trying to keep the value low.
But that's my point. It doesn't matter whether the value today is found to be $1 or $1 million. Once it sells, it'll go on for
that
price.
But the homestead credit's been raised to $500, so it doesn't matter who inherits it or if you sell it, they will still qualify for the homestead credit as long as they live in it.
But there's a lot of damage, and we're wanting it to be assessed at the correct price.
Yes.
Every time I raise it, the price is low, so my taxes go up that much.
Your taxes
are
frozen.
He's not sworn.
You're frozen.
I go up every year.
It's not about it. It's okay. We don't need to argue.
Yes.
Okay. Dale, do you have any other comments?
Also, the price of saving was quoted here. I heard a bunch of them in the 60,000 area, in the 60,000 value that he was talking about. So there was a couple of them that were 60.
I think it's just
3,000. So I don't with all the damage, I don't think 8,000 is a stretch.
I'm not in the
city. For what we're asking. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you.
I just think that's too high, sorry. I have no problem with what you come up with 80.
85,366 at 30%.
We need to make a motion.
Yes, ma'am.
What's that total?
85,366 at 30%.
I'll make a motion that we go to the 30
at 30
remaining life, which makes it a total of 85,366.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we reduce the REL to 30%. That would make the value at $85,366. All in favor? Did you have a question, Dale?
No, go ahead.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passed.
Okay. Yes, she addressed the house. And like I said, I put the land down for $7,000.
outside the subdivision.
Okay.
We looked at it.
So then we need to go on that one too.
Just confirm that, right?
It's 0.70 of an acre, but it's outside the sub, so there's nothing we can do with combining it or anything.
Okay, do we need to motion that? Because Cass has already lowered that.
Yeah, they lowered it.
Yeah, but it was brought before the EQ board, so I think we probably need to do something.
Just because it was read in the record.
Let's just read in the director that you have lowered it, and what was the price on it then?
$7,000.
It went from 18.2 to $7,000.
Okay. So that is, all right, so parcel number 740-00591-00. We've taken the value down now to $7,000. You'd already reduced it, so the value is at $7,000 now, for the record.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't need to pick a motion. Okay. That is it.
Thank you for the photo.
Yeah, thank you for everything, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You can put that one on recite. What? What? Oh, nobody will, but it's when it changes hands, it's going to pull down, so it don't matter. And if they're not fixing it, because they're hoping to keep the taxes lower, so
they get water running.
But it's,
he might not be up on board. Probably not. But they got more or less.
Mark, can you verify everything that's left is by letter?
Yes.
Is that right?
Okay.
Yes.
What do we want to do?
Hold on a second. Wait. So do we want to do no change on the 591 because he lowered it technically, or do we want to put from the 18,020 to 7,000 for the vacant lot?
That's what I would do. We just put it in record. We just read it. So, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't vote on it to reduce it. Dale had already
so
reduced it.
No change because he just did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Technically for that parcel.
What is it? Yeah, we're going to be doing that.
Do it and do the merit last.
Okay.
Okay.
But they won't have anything to do with that.
Okay.
So y'all going to do...
Do y'all want Crane first and Dale go, or do you
Yeah, Crane first,
okay.
So Dale can...
He can get out
that's
here.
My that's
not that we want to get rid of you, Dale, but...
Yeah, because Nikki's here for marriage. Go get her.
Go. Yep.
Sorry, Nikki. You got to wait for her. All right. Now I got to find her.
She's stuck here regardless.
I got to find her right here.
Is this the last one we have?
Should look like this on stop, on top, I think.
So,
you'll
be done for this is all the county that you worked on.
Yeah.
You can take next month
or
off,
this
right?
And this.
He's fixing to retire.
I know.
Is this going with Andrew Bird? Is that going
traffic
with
is
that's a different.
Your nuts out there.
The time.
Yeah, it's Mark Nelson.
Three.
We're doing the rest of them by letter, so we're just going to move right into it. We're trying to pull out the right ones.
All
right.
So
yep. He wants to do it by not cost approach, but
so there's different parcels here. Two different parcels.
So you should have
more than one
property cards printed out by Sharice.
Yep.
And you should have the three little sheets with the yellow on them I just brought up here. That's Nelson wanted y'all to review there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, that's not with Crane. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have
no, Mark Nelson's is Crane.
The same
so. Yeah.
Dead burn.
So he has two left, and
oh,
he,
here,
there's three parcels.
Under the very bottom.
I think think there's just two partials now.
There's three.
There's two partials.
4-6. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm ready for this field.
Two partial cards, one map.
Yeah. Got it.
And then I just brought the little yellow that he wants y'all to look at.
And he wanted me to say that. What did I tell you? He wants to go by the sales versus the costs. Because Dale went by costs. He wants to go by sales.
So he wants to look at this back page for these comparable sales that he included. Whatever that means to y'all.
Let's use sales approach versus cost approach.
Yeah, because his two sheets say sales comparison approach on top. Yeah, so he put the value that he thinks on each one.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and read in the parcel numbers and we'll get started. We don't have anybody to swear in, so. All right, our next one is parcel number 711-07683-003 and 710-08046-003. Both of these are Crane Investments.
On this yellow sheet, I take it that some of these were not closed in 2023. My question. Do we know?
I don't know. The yellow sheet he just now emailed that I went over there.
I've got
the date. That he sold.
Sent. I mean, yeah, sale date.
Yeah.
21, 21, 21, 23.
We don't know. This is some more of that stuff he presented yesterday.
19, 20, 22.
So why is he throwing in 2021?
Are you looking at
23? Yeah.
So, hey, can you start it here?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
I put two pictures in front of you.
Okay.
All right. One of them, the long building with all the garage doors. Mm-hmm. That's your sale number one. And I just printed these out, and I, last night after 5 o'clock, and I said, I'm going home. This is just unreal.
Mm-hmm.
He is comparing that in sale number two, which is the other picture.
Okay.
With Kia and GMC. That's his comparables on his sales.
Yeah.
Then if you look at his sales, the last two of them were built in 1975. Number five was built in 1988.
Yeah.
Number four was built in 1989.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you what he told me the other day. We need to put obsolescence on car dealerships because they're only good for 20 years. Okay? And then the franchise is going to want to build a new building.
Mm.
You know, there's a building in Sherwood that's close to your second comparable there,
mm-hmm,
that I bought a Ford pickup truck in 1983. The building's still there. Next to it was a Chevy dealership. My wife purchased her 81 Honda Civic there. The buildings are still there. They're still used for car dealerships. Whether or not they're Ford or Chevy anymore, I have no idea. You get on Google Earth and go down the road. You know how long Smith Ford been there?
Mm-hmm.
Good horse, sells it in 85.
Yeah, and with the, talking about franchise, they had to
but they
dress
did
it up.
Another building, yeah.
Yeah, they had to dress it up.
Well, they've added to it.
So saying they saw on Harley Davidson, those buildings have been there a long time.
They've they've redone the front.
Mm-hmm.
If you go down museum a little bit farther, right there on the left, that's been there since 1985.
Mm-hmm.
Crane now has it. Crane is their client.
Yeah.
By the way, did you get a fiduciary letter on him?
Okay.
Yes. He said he sent you one. I haven't seen it. But anyway.
It's in my chat.
The thought that these things you have to give some kind of obsolescence to is ludicrous. If Marshall Swift does depreciation, if that was true, it seems like they'd have these depreciating faster. They're not. They're very well kept up. There's a lot of money put into them. You know, I always wondered why restaurants and fast food depreciate quick, and that's the reason why. They always are changing. How many McDonald's you know they've done remodels to in the last couple of years? About every one you've seen. I mean, that makes sense. But this is just crazy. And on, if I can find it.
Especially at the location.
And I mentioned to him on the one that he's wanting, well, let's see, I can't remember. Oh, he changed his numbers. Okay. The Kia dealership, he was wanting $2.1 million on. Okay? And I told him, you know, they spent $1.3 million for the land.
Mm-hmm.
And then they built that building for $800,000? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth a lot more than that. I had Sharice look this up for me earlier. They bought 5 acres for $1.8 million and had a building permit for $3.4 million. I'm short.
Yeah.
We need to raise it. No.
I'm going to make a note motion on these two, no change.
Both parcels?
Both parcels. No change. I'm looking at them and just don't see it.
Okay. Dale was not through with this piece, and I was just getting started.
No, I am through. I could have gone on a little longer.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second? All right. We have a second? The motion is no change on either one of these parcels. All in favor?
Aye. All right.
Opposed? Motion passed.
Mountain Home Zoning compared to Congress.
Status and stuff.